Hi, this week the question is, can it ever be too late to receive forgiveness from God? A very common idea with many people is that it's never too late to ask for and receive forgiveness from God. Many think that men can live as wicked and carelessly as they wish, and then in their dying hour on their deathbed, they can suddenly ask forgiveness, and God is obligated to grant them forgiveness and an entrance into heaven. But does the Bible really teach this? Can it ever be too late, according to the Bible, to receive forgiveness from God? Well, the Bible answer is yes. Some men sin to the point that they absolutely cannot receive forgiveness. In Numbers chapter 15, verse 28, the Bible says, "So the priest shall make atonement for the person who sins unintentionally. When he sins unintentionally before the Lord to make atonement for him, and it shall be forgiven him. You shall have one law for him who sins unintentionally, for him who is native born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger who dwells among them. But the person who does anything presumptuously, whether he's native born or a stranger, that one brings reproach on the Lord, and he shall be cut off from among his people." In Deuteronomy 17, verse 12, the Bible says, "Now the man who acts presumptuously and will not heed the priest who stands to minister there before the Lord your God or the judge, that man shall die. So you shall put away the evil from Israel." Presumptuous sins means sins that are committed with a high hand. This is when someone defiantly rebels against God. The Old Testament provided for no animal sacrifice for this kind of sinning because there was no forgiveness to be offered for this kind of sin. Furthermore, people who sin presumptuously and defiantly are not people who would want to offer a sacrifice for their actions anyway. Presumptuous sins may be committed under the New Testament system as well. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse 4, the Bible says, "For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted the heavenly gift and have become partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come, if they fall away, to renew them again to repentance, since they crucify again for themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame." Again, in Matthew chapter 12, verse 31, Jesus is speaking here, and he says, "Therefore I say to you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven men, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven men. Anyone who speaks a word against the Son of Man, it will be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him, either in this age or in the age to come." Sinning against the Holy Spirit is so blaspheming the Spirit, so violating Him, so rejecting Him and His inspired Word to the point that a person cannot ever receive forgiveness of their sins. This is the dangerous part about continuing in sin. People begin to do things that bother their consciences. When they first begin, they're inclined to stop and maybe change their ways. But if they continue violating their consciences, they eventually become desensitized. Their conscience no longer bothers them. And now sin becomes a game. Now people begin to practice sin openly and try to shove it in everyone's face while they do it. They dare anyone to preach to them. They've gradually destroyed all of their ability to show remorse and shame. They're hopeless as far as forgiveness is concerned. In Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 15, the Bible says, "Were they ashamed when they committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, nor did they know how to blush. Therefore, they shall fall among those who fall. At the time I punish them, they shall be cast down, says the Lord." Someone who has lost their ability to blush and to be ashamed of themselves is someone who is close to being beyond hope. In 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, the Bible says, "The Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Someone whose conscience has been seared over is someone who's beyond hope. They have sinned for so long and so defiantly that sin is a game and nothing ashames them anymore, and there's no forgiveness for someone who has reached this point. Perhaps only the Lord knows when people have sinned defiantly, but the fact remains that some sins will not be forgiven. And this should spur us on to be very, very careful with our lives and our attitude. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 7, again, he designates a certain day, saying in David, "Today, after such a long time, as it has been said, today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts." My friend, if you have not obeyed the steps of salvation, believing, repenting, confessing, and being baptized in water for the remission of sins, you are lost. It takes more than just being sorry for your sins. It takes more than just believing in Jesus and more than just saying a prayer. You must obey all that the Lord has commanded in order to receive salvation which He offers. If you obey only those things which you want to do, then you're not doing the Lord's will at all. You're still stubbornly doing your own will. Now think about this. Forget about what you think and what you feel and obey the plan of salvation outlined in the Holy Scriptures. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Well, thank you for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's willofthelord.com. And there are no spaces between those words. There, at our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of this message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.